The first presidential debate is now history, and most agree that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and businessman Vivek Ramaswamy performed best. Without former President Donald Trump being present, the debate viewership report will likely be disappointing. Polls in the first two Republican voting states, Iowa and New Hampshire, again show Mr. Trump holding substantial leads over his intra-party rivals, but there may be a crack forming in his political armor. In Selzer and Company's Iowa poll for NBC News and the Des Moines Register newspaper, Mr. Trump's lead over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the others is substantial, but he finishes well under 50% at 42. In New Hampshire, the Trump support factor drops down to 34%, much lower than in previous polls. Public Opinion Strategies, polling for the Duty First Super PAC, an organization supporting Republican candidate Sam Brown, released the result of their first Nevada Senate Republican primary survey. The data find Mr. Brown, an Afghan war veteran, leading former state assemblyman and frequent candidate Jim Marchant, 33-15%, with five other announced candidates failing to reach even the 3% support plateau. The Nevada primary is scheduled for June 11, 2024. The eventual Republican nominee will challenge first-term Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen in what promises to be a hotly contested general election campaign. A Keating research poll conducted for Democratic challenger Adam Frisch in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District, often referred to as the, quote, Western Slope, unquote, seat, finds GOP Congresswoman Lauren Boebert trailing her 2022 opponent by a slight 50-48% margin. The previous campaign ended in a surprisingly tight 546-vote margin for the congresswoman, who was first elected in 2020. This test tally is not particularly surprising, since Mr. Frisch has already spent almost $2.3 million in the current election cycle of the $4.4 million he has raised. Therefore, some expected Frisch's margin to be greater in early polling. In order to advance into the 2024 general election, Mr. Frisch must first clear the June 25, 2024 Democratic primary, where he faces at least four opponents, including Grand Junction City Councilwoman Anna Stout. The 538 data organization rates Colorado 3 as R plus 15. Louisiana voters will choose a new governor later this year, and a new Fauchot Associates poll finds Republican Attorney General Jeff Landry and Democratic former Transportation Secretary Sean Wilson developing strong leads to capture the two runoff positions from the upcoming October 14th jungle primary. Mr. Landry attacks 36% support as compared to Mr. Wilson's 26%. The two are far ahead of the other five candidates, none of whom even reach 8% support. Should no candidate receive majority support in the October 14th primary, the top two finishers will advance to a November 18th runoff election. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards is ineligible to seek a third term. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.